Father, I just want to thank you for this creation. The day has been broken, and this is a new creation. And let your glory shine upon us as we gather here to worship you. Lord Jesus, you said you are the Lord of the Sabbath, and we praise you. And let your name be lifted up from the bottom of our heart. And Holy Spirit, we ask your guidance upon our hearts, and give us understanding and wisdom, and nourish us with heavenly blessings for each one of us in this room. We thank you in we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we are going to talk about why our Sunday is important. There are certain blessings of God that is only available to those who keep our Sunday holy and focused on Him. So to that end, I invite you to turn with me to the Gospel of John 5. We are going to read verses 16 through 19. Gospel of John 5, 16 through 19. Here is the word of God. And for this reason, the Jews were persecuting Jesus because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. But he answered them, "My Father is working until now, and I myself am working. For this cause, therefore, the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because he not only was breaking the Sabbath, but also was calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Jesus therefore answered and was saying to them, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in like manner.'" Let's recall, 2 weeks ago we talked about Jesus healed the paralytic on the Sabbath day. And because of that, the controversy arose. And when the man was healed, he picked up his bed, and the Jews were agitated because the healed man violated the law of the Sabbath by picking up his own bed, which was constituted as work on the Sabbath. As a result of that, they were persecuting Jesus as a lawbreaker. So that's the context. And verse 17, Jesus answered them, "My Father is working until now, for I myself am working." So Jesus' answer to the healing of the Sabbath is basically that God is still working every day, even on the Sabbath. And Jesus' reasoning is since his Father is still working on the Sabbath, his Son is also working. So Jesus attributed his healing on the paralytic as the Father's work through him. And Son is always aligned with the Father. So Jesus also made it clear that he is obedient to his Father who healed the sick. He alluded that God does not stop working on the Sabbath, and as such, he also cannot stop working on the Sabbath. I think Jesus is, genius. Jesus never say he does his own thing, but he does what his Father does, and he saw his Father doing, and therefore he's doing the same work. And verse 9, let's look at verse 19 before verse 18, because we get a little bit more clearer answer from Jesus. Verse 19, Jesus therefore answered and was saying to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing. And for whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in like manner." So with this, Jesus is saying the reason why he healed the paralytic is because he saw his father doing the healing work for the paralytic. The healing of the paralytic was carried out by the son, but essentially it is the work of the father. That's basically what Jesus is saying. And I was healing the paralytic because it was my father's work, simply put. And let's go back to 18. For this cause, therefore, the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because he not only was breaking the Sabbath, but also was calling God his own father, making himself equal with God. So Jesus' answer created another controversy that caused the Jews to try to kill Jesus. There were two controversies. First of all, to the Jews, Jesus was breaking the Sabbath law. And secondly, Jesus was claiming his equality with God. Both controversies deserve a death by the stone according to the Jewish law. So we talked about the issue around the Sabbath. So what is the implication for us? How does the Sabbath controversy Jesus faced relate to us? And what is the Sabbath meant to us? So all those questions around the Sabbath. Let me ask three questions today. My first question is, does God work on the Sabbath? It's a simple question. Does God work on the Sabbath? Let's turn to Genesis. Let's go all the way back to Genesis 2, verses 1 through 3. Genesis 2, 1 through 3. It says, thus the heavens and the earth were completed, and all their hosts. And by the seventh day, God completed his work which he had done, and he rested on the Sabbath seventh day from all his work which he had done. And then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. So in a nutshell, God rested himself from all his work, which he had created and made. This means God rested from creation. Creation was done for 6 days, and he himself rested from the work he had done. What does it mean, God rested here? A very important word. The Hebrew word for rest is Shabbat. Similar to Sabbath in English, but Shabbat or Shabbat. It means, first of all, cease or stop. But it has a second important meaning. Second meaning is rest or celebrate. So when God rested on the seventh day, that means God stopped his creation work and celebrated his creation, which was so good. Think about it. God's creation was a massive work. You know, Bible only designates few paragraphs, of God's creative works. But let's think about it. God's creation was a massive work. He created the whole universe, the heavens and the earth. Let's think about how many galaxies did he create? According to Mario Livio, an astrophysicist at the Space Telescope Science Institute in Baltimore, he told, while estimate among different experts vary, an acceptable range is between 100 billion and 200 billion galaxies in the universe. And The Milky Way is the galaxy that contains our solar system, to which our Earth belongs. The Milky Way is estimated to contain 100 to 400 billion stars, just in one galaxy called Milky Way. And there are probably at least 100 billion planets in the Milky Way. And this number is just what the Hubble telescope can observe. And the number keeps increasing as technology advances. So this is just mind-boggling. We cannot imagine what that means, 100 billion times 400 billion. I don't know what that means. If you count from now on, 1 to 3, you're not going to be able to count all these numbers before your death. You know, it's a huge number, which is beyond our capacity of brain. And let's think about a little bit more realistic. How many species on Earth? There are about 8.7 million species, according to the Census of Marine Life, which was conducted in 2011. 8.7 million species. And out of 8.7 species, there are about 6.5 species on land and 2.2 million species in oceans. 2.2 million species in ocean. You know, we think that there are different kinds of fish, but it's much more than that. And there are 400,000 flowering plants species on Earth. That means there are different kinds of flowers, 400,000 flowers. And altogether, God's creation was a massive work, and it's a huge work. And not only its sheer size and volume, God's creation was a beautiful, perfect, elegant, excellent masterpiece. No words can properly describe this work of God in His creation. So God rested from all His creation work. He wanted to stop and enjoy His creation altogether. And He wanted to celebrate His work with all His creature. You know, I would say God may speak this way: wow, I made this. Hey Adam, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And Eve, you are so beautiful. And look at the fish I made in the tank called the oceans. You know, God rested is neither withdrawal or passivity, nor the absence of action. God rested is rather an affirmative and active enjoyment of what He has made, and it is a time of observation and celebration. That's what it means, rest. So, you know, when we rest on Sunday, the same thing is applied. It's not, you know, just stop working. It's much more than that. It's the active pursuit of focus on God. As God rested Himself and look at His creation, Sabbath is an opportunity for a stop and focus on God, the Creator. That's what it means, rest. So God deserved His rest from creation. He observed the beauty He made and glorified Himself. He felt so good with His creation, especially with humanity. But does this mean God is still taking a day off every seventh day? I don't think so. You know, that's not what it means when God rested. God just rested from His creation. Creation work is done. That's why He rested, to be able to enjoy and celebrate His creation. But God is still working 24/7. You know, how do we know? The real evidence is Jesus himself. As Jesus put, we know what Jesus is doing, we can know what God is doing. He healed the sick on the Sabbath as any other days. He did not cease from doing good work, including on the Sabbath day. The word of Jesus also attests that his Father was working on the Sabbath when he saw his Father work on the sick, the paralytic. It was Father's work carried out through him. And there's another evidence that God is still working in Psalm 121:4. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. So God never ceases working, and he did only once after his creation. That's an once and for all a time that he rested from his work. So does God still work on the Sabbath? Answer is yes, absolutely. And God is still working today, Sabbath day, our Sunday, to give us the power and give us a new understanding by the work of the Holy Spirit. So God is still working. God is pleased to do his work, his good work, 24/7. And Jesus once said, he is the Lord of Sabbath, he himself, Matthew 12:8. For the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. And he was working. He's the Lord on the Sabbath. So we can see from Jesus that God is still working 24/7, including the Sabbath day. So the first question was, does God work on the Sabbath? Answer is yes. And let me ask you a second question. What is the relationship between the Sabbath and the Sunday? Are they same? Are they completely different, disjoint? Or is a continuity between the Sabbath and the Sunday? Could you turn with me to Exodus chapter 20? Exodus chapter 20 is about the Ten Commandments. And the third commandment is written in verses 9 and 10. Let me read Exodus 20:9 and the first part of verse 10. God says, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord your God. So it does not say Sabbath has to be the last day of the week or the first day of the week. The concept of week is not even mentioned when God gave these words in Exodus. There's no like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's no concept of that. The command is simply to work for 6 days and rest one day. So 6+1 cycle. It's called God's rhythm. And every seventh day should be a Sabbath. For the Judaism, they keep it on Saturday as their Sabbath. And the Seventh Adventist is adamant about their Sabbath on Saturday as the only right way of observing the Sabbath. And many say the church's Sunday is not the right day for a Sabbath because Sabbath has to be Saturday. But none of this argument is legitimate if we know the concept of the week was not even enforced in Genesis or Exodus. God only prescribed you work 6 days and the seventh day you rest. It doesn't matter how you count. 6+1 is important. Setting apart one day, that is important in God's mind. But some others argue that we don't need to observe Sunday. The reason for this argument is simply the Sunday is not the Sabbath. Sunday is a completely different day. Sabbath observation is the Old Testament dispensation which the New Testament church is not under that Old Testament dispensation. And I think this argument is simply wrong. After Jesus was resurrected and ascended, the early church made a transition from observing a Sabbath on Saturday to a Sunday worship. And historically, there was a transition from Sabbath to Sunday in Christian churches. So to completely disconnect our Sunday from Sabbath is on a shaky ground. And the reason why the church began to celebrate Sunday as the Sabbath is because Jesus was risen on Sunday. So it's all the more important, not just keeping a resting day, but they came to church to celebrate this risen Jesus Christ every week. And I do say, from the perspective of taking off one holy day out of 7 days, the Sabbath is same as our Sunday. And the implication of the Sabbath observed on Sunday as the rest day for us is even more meaningful as we come to church to rest and celebrate Christ's resurrection. You know, why there is a rest? Why Sunday is a rest day? You know, rest comes from the fact that our sins are forgiven. As we gather on Sunday worship, the one affirmation is that we are forgiven. You know, when you know that we are forgiven, that gives rest in our soul and spirit. And rest comes from the fact that our Lord is risen. He's not dead God. He's a living God. And rest comes from the fact that God, our God, is with us and for us. And Sunday worship, through singing hymns and, you know, studying the scripture, we are reminded of who we are in the risen Jesus Christ. So, you know, we get real rest. You know, rest is not, you know, it's not doing anything completely and just do nothing. You know, when you do that, you don't get rest, actually. You become more restless. And if you watch TV, you know, relaxing, you know, basketball game. I was watching one basketball game while I was in L.A. They were showing Lakers versus Clippers, I believe. You know, I don't watch basketball game often, but I try to relax myself. I was in L.A. After a couple hours of watching this one NBA game, I got so tired. You know, relaxation would not necessarily give rest. It gives more burden and more stimulation of your physical faculty. You don't rest. So I asked the question, what is the relationship between the Sabbath and the Sunday? I think the right answer is there is a continuity between then we are to observe our Sunday as God prescribed to Israel to keep the Ten Commandments. And third commandment is keep the Sabbath and keep it holy. And our Sunday is that, you know, corresponding Sabbath in 21st century. So Jesus transformed the Jewish Sabbath, which was for the legalistic conformity, to the original meaning of rest, to the day to celebrate God's work of freedom, salvation, and healing, and rest in it. You know, Jesus actually reinstated the original meaning of Sabbath, which was not practiced in the right way in the first century. They were dealing with whether it's work or not work, and then they tried to judge people based on that. That was not the original spirit of the Sabbath, according to Genesis and Exodus. Now let me ask a last question. What is the purpose of Sunday? Why is Sunday important to us? which is the most important question out of the three. Why is Sunday important to us? Let us look at Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11. Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11, and here's the word of God. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do not any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male or your female servant, or your cattle or your sojourner who stays with you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. I think the key point is the verse 11. The Lord blessed the Sabbath day. He makes the day a time of blessing. You know, when God blessed the person becomes rich with blessings. When God blessed the land becomes rich with blessings to produce abundant grains and fruit of the trees. And when God blessed the day, the Sabbath day, our Sunday, the day becomes rich with blessing. And whoever is with God on the Sabbath day, on our Sunday, is therefore blessed with this God's special blessings. That's what it means, God blessed the Sabbath day. And verse 11 also said, God made it holy. So what does that mean? This means set the day aside for special focus on Him. That's what it means, made it holy. The day is different from the rest of the 6 days. Very special day in God's mind. So 6 days are the work days, but the seventh day is a special day that is to be different from the 6 days. And that's what it means, the seventh day, Sabbath, Sunday, is holy. It meant to be different. So when God blessed the day and made it holy, it means He made our Sunday a source of blessing and made it to focus on Him. It means when we worship God, therefore we focus on Him on our Sunday, this day becomes a source of blessing for us. Amen? You know, that's why it's so important. That's why it is important for us to observe our Sunday, because there is special blessing, only the special blessing that is only available those who keep you know, holy. So when you hollow God and focus on your attention to Him, you receive special blessing which you would forfeit if you keep making yourself busy with secular works and all other works that are not focused on God on Sunday. You know, people work on Sunday thinking that professional achievement or money will bring their happiness and blessings by doing extra work. However, the blessings designated by God by keeping our Sunday holy and focused on God will be only available to those who observe the Sunday, the blessed day. You know, when you are in that blessed day, we receive this blessing. You know, if you keep ignoring the holy, blessed Sunday, you will forfeit God's blessing He set apart for those who keep it holy. You know, do you want to forfeit this blessing of God? I don't think so. We don't want to forfeit this blessing of God, do we? You know, while many people work on Sunday, others use Sunday as play day, with entertainments, sports, games, and leisure, and so on. You know, there are places for these activities in our life. These are good stuff. We need to have those things, hobbies and outdoor activities, entertainments and sports and so on. However, if the extent of this enjoyment makes people skip Sunday worship, the net effect would be the same as those who work on Sundays. The real issue is whether we receive rest from God or from entertainment. You know, we don't get rest, spiritual rest, from anything else other than from God. You know, blessing comes from God's grace, not from our labor or entertainment. And God's grace is that He wants us to rest and celebrate Him on our Sunday by focusing on Him. You know, that is why what it means when Jesus said the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. You know, Sabbath was made for man so that God would be able to bless us as we set apart this day, as we rest in God's presence, as we sing praises, as we, you know, focus on the Word of God, the blessings come. You know, I believe a lot of healings happen while we sing together on Sunday morning. This is a very bright, you know, amazing environment. And we sing together. You know, God is good. God is our healer. God is our ransom. Jesus is our ransom. And we praise you. You know, our spirit and our body and our soul got healed. And as we confess our sins through communion and through prayer, you know, we are being restored, reinstated from the defilement of the world and of the flesh. Knowingly, unknowingly, we actually get true rest as we focus on God on Sunday through worship and word. You know, why our Sunday is a source of blessing? Simply put, the more we focus on God, the more blessing we receive. You know, on our Sunday, we focus on God through word and worship, two important pillars of Sunday activities. You know, word encompasses sermon and Bible study. And worship encompasses our praises and prayer. Word and worship are two pillars of focusing on God. Therefore, they are the two most important means of God's grace that are granted to us to receive God's blessings. You know, that is why our Sunday has to be given to God with focus on word and worship. You know, we are blessed by God by keeping our Sunday holy and focused on Him. You know, thank you for all of you. You know, you literally spend the whole morning at church, 9 to 1 a.m. For those who serve in other capacity, worship team, they come 8 o'clock. And media team, they come 8 o'clock. And the prayer team, they come at 8 o'clock. So it's 8 to 1. But you're spending time the whole morning. You get nourished by God's presence through word and worship. And when you give God your attention and focus on Sunday, God gives you His blessing to you, which far exceeds our expectations. That's the rhythm of creation. That's the rhythm of redemption. That's the rhythm of sanctification. That's the rhythm of our lifestyle, if we keep it. And you will be blessed. You know, Jesus said, "For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." What does this mean? You know, our Sunday is the day we focus on Jesus. Some people say, why you only focus on Jesus? Why not Father and the Holy Spirit? You know, Jesus said, you know, if you see me, you see the Father. And I do what Father does. So when we focus on Jesus, we actually focus on his Father as well. It's not like two separate persons. And they don't compete. Father rather wants us to focus on his Son so that he receives the glory for the people, for us to focus on Jesus, Christ-centric. Christ-centric is so important in that way. If you just say vaguely God, what are you talking about? There are many different notions of God in this world. That's why we have to always associate Jesus and the Father together to really concretize our mind, what God we are worshiping. So that is why God blesses us when we sing praises and pay attention to the word of Jesus. The more Christ-centric our worship, our preaching become, the more blessings we will receive because we are focused on the right God. Unfortunately, there are many different gods out there. They worship God, the form of gods, but they miss Jesus Christ as the Christ. Then those worship are, in a nutshell, false worship. They don't get the blessing as we get this blessing as we focus on Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. Jesus is the Lord of our Sunday worship. He is the risen Christ. He is risen. Why is our Sunday important? I'd like to recap three things. It is a day to rest in God. And second, it is the day to focus on God. Think about it. You know, we cannot really focus on God in 6 days. We have our own personal devotions. We have reading plans and so on. But Sunday is the blessed day we get this 9 to 1 a.m. 4 hours. We focus on Him. Worship, praise God, and focus on the Bible. We learn new things from the Bible. That's why it's a blessed day. We get nurtured. You know, we get new ammunition to be able to fight, good fight, when you go out. The Sunday is very important. A lot of people saying, oh, you can worship God anywhere, anytime you want. Yes, of course, you can. But there's a different intensity and different focus. You know, if you can focus on God, you know, during weekdays, 4 hours, that is your Sabbath day, actually. But I think Sunday, as a corporate worship, we go come together with the children and family. And this is the day that we focus on God. And last, not the least, it is the day to receive God's blessing. Don't forget about this. Your blessing. There are many different blessings, but Sunday blessing is second to none. This is the blessing that we don't want to miss. We don't want to forfeit. But by keeping it holy, keeping it regular, God has a great blessing stored for those who honor Him on Sunday. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, it's indeed our privilege and our blessing to face to you face to face and focus on you. Thank you that Jesus gives us concrete content of our worship so that you are not just abstract being, but you are living and personal God. And we know that's true. Your Son, Jesus Christ, all the more. Thank you for this day that you have set apart for us to come, to celebrate, and rest in your presence and be blessed by you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Set apart this day to be holy so that we would be blessed by you. We thank you for your great plan of this creation, the rhythm, walk 6 days and rest one day to focus on you, to celebrate the risen Jesus Christ, your Son, who is the Lord of the Sabbath. We give all the honor and praise to you and your Son and your Holy Spirit. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of our Father who is in heaven and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever. Amen.